Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Carex. For older adults, aging in place is a key part of the American dream. And yet only 10% of us have homes that are aging ready. And we admit to not even knowing where to begin when it comes to making our own homes or our mom's homes safe and comfortable. Carex.com is more than just the place to go for affordable, easy to install, and often fold away equipment. It's also a resource. They deeply care about supporting caregivers. Well, we've teamed with Carex to offer you a 20% discount on Carex.com. We've got a link in our show notes, or when you're checking out, use the code UNCLUTTERED20. That's Carex.com, UNCLUTTERED20. Don't wait for a medical emergency or life-changing event to visit Carex.com.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everybody to Uncluttered and Unfiltered for our special International Day of the Woman Week episode. So Friday, March 8th is the International Day of the Woman.
Yes, finally we're celebrated.
And the slogan for that is
hashtag inspire inclusion.
Inspire inclusion.
Which I love that.
So this episode is going to be about women supporting women, women sometimes not supporting women, different generations supporting each other. We're going to try to cover a lot of that, but we always have to start with a little bit of like, how is your week? And so I'll tell you a little bit about my week because there's a secret. Do you know the phrase Easter egg when there's something hidden within something else? They call it. Oh, so if you're watching a movie and the director maybe wanted to give you a little secret message, they'll put something in and they'll call it an Easter egg. So this is an Easter egg for a particular listener.
Okay.
We have one listener that's local to us, a friend of mine, and this was a big week in Jacksonville, Florida for a very large 15K race called the Gate River Run.
Yeah, I didn't run that this year.
Okay. Well, she took a year off, guys.
I took a year off.
So I was out there with a bunch of my girlfriends. It was a great time. It's one of those events where people approach it in different ways. Some people approach it in that they want to do a like all-out run. Some people are like, I'm going to go do Jell-O shots on this street. Another street wants to feed me, beer and sausages. You know, just some people just do it for fun. They walk and what have you. But I have a good friend of mine who was very down on herself after the race because she felt lately, she feels that she hasn't been able to perform in the way that she's accustomed to. And so I was looking up some things that I thought could inspire and motivate her, or at least let her know that she's not alone. And I found this thing online. It was a chart about menopause and the athlete. Ugh. And it had a chart and it said, these are all the things that affect a menopausal athlete. These are all of the things that are involved in menopause. Your brain, your cardiovascular system, your bones, your flexibility, your muscles, your digestion, and your metabolism. So if you were to tell any athlete on the Olympic team or on a professional sports level, you're going to have to do your best. But by the way, we're going to inflict something that's going to affect your brain, your cardiovascular system, your bones, your flexibility, your muscles, your digestion system, and your metabolism. Ugh. Do you think they would do their best, be at their best?
No, I don't.
It is real, ladies. It is real. The effects of menopause are real. And, you know, they this too shall pass. Talk to your doctor, talk to your support system, women supporting women. But that's just my little public service announcement, a little hidden gem.
See, and for me, I think it starts in perimenopause.
Well, it does, actually.
I think in perimenopause, you don't see it the way you do in actual menopause. It comes out of nowhere, and you're like standing there going, what is going on?
Right.
Why am I crying over the silliest thing? Why am I mad over the silliest thing? You can't register your emotions. And I think it really starts in perimenopause. And because you still have hormones, there's not a whole heck of a lot they can do other than teaching you meditation, teaching you to exercise, like you said, things that can really kind of change things a little bit to get your anxiety, get everything out so that you can bide your time till the big menopause.
Well, I think we talk so much about the hot flashes and we talk about the emotional side of it. I just wanted, from an athlete's point of view, I just wanted to call out those things because those are massive, important things to function in your everyday life. And not just as an athlete, but as a human. Like, if you told anybody that, I don't think people even think about that. Your digestion?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Heartburn?
Definitely.
I just think
a lot of it is indigestion.
Yeah.
You just can't. Because think how old you are. You've had this metabolism your whole life. So I think that it definitely affects your metabolism, and that's why I take probiotics, because it really does help me. But I'd like to know, since you are an athlete, what happens when you get a hot flash while you're running?
It stinks, man. Okay. It's the worst, and it happens all the time. And the hotter you are, the higher your heart rate. So there's a lot. So I wanted to put that out there because I figure if I went through it, which I did like about a year and a half ago, I started to really have some issues and I went and saw my doctor and I have a patch, but that's for me.
Right.
Everybody's different. I've had a hysterectomy. I can have that. Different people have different situations.
Right.
So
that's why
we always hesitate to share medical anything without that kind of disclaimer. But I just wanted to share that because I feel like there's strength in numbers, and that's part of what we're trying to achieve here is the women supporting women. Now, okay, so that kind of covered my weekend, a lot of running, a lot of that kind of thing. I want to hear about Christine and the Boogie Freaks.
Okay, so we have a local bar that was unfortunately didn't make it, so they were doing a last hurrah, and they had a 70s band that is pretty well-known locally. So a girlfriend and I decided, why don't we go and stay for a couple hours and at least listen to some music? So we get there. First of all, they said they were starting at 7:30. So we got there at like 7:20, thinking, okay, well, P.S., once again, I always, always, always see this happening lately. They say something starting early to get people in, and then they didn't start till 9:30 at night.
Well, it
was ridiculous though. I mean, think of if it's a 70s band, think of your age group here, people.
Who's coming to see them, right?
So that was the first thing. Second thing, everyone in the entire bar, like, we're looking around and you don't feel old until you go and listen to a 70s band with other people, because you forget the 70s decade ranges pretty far. So you have 10 years of different age groups. So that was a little jarring.
So
and
you were
eye-opening.
Seeing some serious white hairs.
Oh my God.
And
yes.
I say that with love, ladies, because we have talked about it. But so you were seeing some people that were much older than you, and
much older.
It made you feel a little young, frisky.
It made me feel like I was the youngest one in the bar, which I have to admit I kind of liked for once.
Who
wouldn't like that? And then just seeing everybody actually having a really good time. So they're six songs in, okay, with the first set, and they go, "We're going to take a break."
Because
we're like, what? Well, if you would have seen everyone leaving at that bar, it was in droves, because they're like, it's now 10:15. I've got to go to bed. I mean, we were looking at each other laughing. We're like, everyone's leaving. Why would you play six songs and then say, I need a break?
Because they're not any younger than they were when they started out here, right?
Exactly. Okay. So the whole night we were like, okay, maybe this is God's way of saying, stay home or dinner and go home. So I've learned my lesson. If someone says they start at 9 or 7, they're starting at 9. And, you know, if someone's taking a break and they're not starting till 9, I think I should go to dinner and go home.
Well, I'm glad you got out there and had a chance to see it. Do you know the Yacht Rock Review band?
Yes, okay, I went.
Yeah, we've been a few times to see them. They are a nationally touring band out of Atlanta. And do yourself a favor and find them online and find out if they're coming to a city near you. They are the best. So Yacht Rock, for those who aren't familiar with the term, although by now I feel like it's really grown in popularity. Yacht Rock is a genre of music that is like Christopher Cross sailing or Little River Band or certain Bob Skaggs songs.
Kenny Loggins,
yeah. All that cornball, schmaltz music. And so we went to a party at a golf tournament once where they were playing, and some younger friends were there just because it's a party at this very big golf tournament in town. And they had never heard these songs before. So to them, they were like, these are the worst songs we've ever heard. And meanwhile, we're knowing every word. It's the best.
Oh,
are you
I
kidding
love
me?
It.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And the guy has on the tight hip huggers, and he's got his sunglasses and his shirt's open low, and he's supposed to be the sex symbol of the group, and it's hilarious. So nostalgia, what are you going to say?
Yes.
So that brings us to, before we start really diving into this topic, because I know that's what we want to focus on, but this future question I had for you, right before we started the show, I said that I was listening to a running podcast, surprise, surprise, and they had this thing called finish lines. And I thought that was very clever because it's finish lines, but it was finish this line. If I could go, and they would give you different scenarios.
Right.
So it was, if I could go into the future for one year ahead, 10 years ahead, or 25 years ahead, I would go how far ahead?
Okay.
And so that's your choices. 1 year, 10 years, or 25 years. What would you choose and why?
Okay.
So you had a minute to think about this. I didn't just spring this on you.
I personally think 1 year for
me. Okay, why?
Because at my age, I think you kind of have to live more in the moment day to day. And I would definitely want to see what 1 year from now looks like. Because, you know, in your brain, you tell yourself how things are going to be, and it never really is like that. Mm-hmm. You have these ideas in your brain on, well, in a year, I'm going to be doing this, in a year, this, or in a year, things will be different. Everything's always in a year. I personally think just 1 year is all I would want to know that business is good, friendships are good, family is good, everything is good. I wouldn't want to go any further than that because I would feel like maybe I'd hear something I don't want to hear.
But so that's exactly why I would want to go. I was going to say 25, but then I thought maybe 10's better. 10 or 25 years. First, I said 25 because then I could gather up all the information I need to fix some things. I feel like that's a lot of information. Am I not around anymore? Why? What did I do? Oh, I walked in front of a bus. I'm going to now go back in time and stay away from every bus. You know, I don't know if that's a possible thing to do, but this is all made up. So why not make your own rules? So I was going to go way ahead in the future and try to resolve some things. But I like the way you're thinking, too. If you go too far in the future, I mean, at what point do you have to just let it go?
Right. I think 1 year, like New Year's, okay? Every New Year's, people have new ideas that they want to do in the new year. I think that 1 year gives you that glance into whatever's bothering you right now will be gone. Whatever things that are troubling you may be gone. Whatever things that you're really good at, you're going to even be better at. You know, just looking at things within that 1 year, because to me, a week can make a year.
You've won me over.
You've won me over.
I'm gonna call the genie back and say I'm only going a year into the future. So think about that, ladies. We'll post that in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group so you can also chime in with what you think you would do. And speaking of that group, talk about an example of women supporting women. We created this group when we first started as just a way to kind of get the word out and introduce the ladies that had introduced themselves to us to each other. And what it has become is so inspiring. The other day, one of you ladies sadly lost her father, and we're really sorry for your loss.
Yes.
Within a half hour, there were 19 comments from other women who had lost a parent offering consolation, offering just a shoulder to cry on, just saying, we hear you, we see you, we love you. It was beautiful. Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.
I totally agree. And I think that since we are in Women's Month, I think that this is a glowing example on how women do need each other. They need each other's support. They need to hear what other women think. They need to share their feelings of what they're, that what they're feeling is legitimate. They're not making it up. They're not, you know, I just think that this group to me has represented exactly what I wanted it to be, is where we're all in it together.
You know, putting on a podcast is tough, and there's a lot of work to it. And, you and I are so incredibly different. And in our approach, one thing that happens on a regular basis is no matter what, you know, different directions we're, you know, it's, we're like cats sometimes with their tails tied together, and I'm like running this way and you're like, no. And one thing you have said from the get-go is this is what we're doing it for. This is the reason that you originally wanted to do it. I was still trying to figure it out. And you said, no, it's about, but as that was happening, come on, this is 2 years ago. I was getting older. And as I was getting older, I was feeling more and more that I needed this.
Yeah.
Originally, I thought we were going to provide something for other people who needed it. I didn't know how much I needed it.
Absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. I really do. I read every comment. And I mean, this is exactly what you and I had talked about that one day at lunch on what I really wanted this to become. And it has. I think that people feel, I have a whole list here on what has been so great about women supporting women. And the first thing on is the honesty in the group. I mean, they can be honest without being judged. And yeah, there's not a lot of arenas that you can feel, even on social media, people will chime in and say the most bizarre
trolls.
Things to you.
They're trolls.
Yeah, like bizarre things. And you're like, okay, now I feel bad because someone's you know, but you don't feel that in this group. You feel like you can be honest, mm-hmm. say what you want to say, and feel comfortable.
Exactly. One of the articles that I read from Forbes magazine was The Power of the Pack. And it was talking about women supporting women. And it had something called shine theory. And it's where you want to see other women in your life shine.
Right.
And if you can help them to shine, you will find that you feel better and you shine yourself. Was I always that way? I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you that I'm a radio person. That's where I came up.
Right.
You know, for many, many years, that was my main and only gig. And in radio, and think about all the radio stations you've listened to growing up. How many women are on the radio at any one given station? For a long time, it was one. You'd either have a girl in the morning or you'd have a girl in what's called the midday slot. You wouldn't have a female in the afternoon. You probably wouldn't have one at night. But there was one. And I went to a seminar once and someone said, stop that competition, because the more you feed into this, the more you're like, want to keep that top dog female position at your station, the more that's going to stay the way, the less jobs are going to be
right
out there for women. And it's, oh, so I kind of grew up in this whole like sizing up the new girl mentality from day one. Oh, we have a new female starting. Is she out for my job as being the girl?
Yeah.
I'm the girl.
Yeah. I think in general, though, women have always had to deal with this in the workplace because they're always in competition with men. So when other younger, prettier, differently educated, whatever it may be, then all of a sudden it's the new kid in town and you have taken a back seat. And I think a lot of times men encourage this behavior. Now, me personally, I'm not... I'm the opposite. I am not competitive at all. If someone were to say, I want this job, we're going to fight for it, I'd be like, no, you can have it. I just have never been that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything's worth being negative and mean and nasty to another woman. Let them have it if it means that much to them. So I think it really, like, some people are very competitive. They're like, I'll show you. I'm mm-hmm. going to get this job over you. And right now, we were talking about this earlier, is I see a lot of it in younger women mm-hmm. versus older women over 45, 50, where younger women know that the older generation has problems with social media, problems with understanding technology. And a lot of times you get the attitude of like, too bad, so sad. You know, that's not good for you, but it's great for me because I grew up with technology and I grew up with social media, so I know everything. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if there was a bridge between generations instead of the negativity sometimes mm-hmm. that you kind of can feel. Not with all women. This is not generalized. This is just in certain areas you still see it, you know?
And where we can help with that is with our daughters.
Yes.
You know, I have a daughter who is 23 years old, and I have to ask myself, have I spent enough time explaining her, like, because she has coworkers, she works with people. In fact, she's a preschool teacher, and one of her teachers was her teacher when she was there at a preschool. So she has a lot of that opportunity to mingle with these older teachers, and I'm wondering if I've given her enough of the whole, like, let's remember that these are the ones with the experience. They may not have learned all of the newfangled ways, the ways of the young teacher, but they do have so much to offer in experience.
And, exactly.
And if we can teach our daughters that, then maybe it's you, maybe you listening are that other teacher.
Right.
And if I haven't done that job to bring my daughter up to appreciate the wisdom that you're imparting, maybe that's where I could improve my contribution to women supporting women.
I definitely agree. It all comes from, you know, your own family. And but I do think that younger women and older women have so much they can learn from each other. You know, you, like you said, the older women have the experience and the younger women have the technology, the social media smarts. They're more in a different age than we ever had. They do seem to have so much more knowledge because they have the internet. They can look things up that we, you know, used to get our encyclopedia from the library or have, you know, your abridged edition in your house. It's a different time. And I just think women should always be supporting other women, no matter their age, no matter anything, because one day those younger women are going to be older women and they're going to wish the same exact thing.
It's true. 5 minutes ago, Christine and I were 19 years old.
Exactly.
And we blinked and we are here now to talk to you about being a woman over 50. It happens that fast.
It really does.
It does. But at the same time, life is long and beautiful and there's plenty that will happen to where when you think back on it, it won't always feel that way. But when you think back to the times where you sat in judgment of somebody who was a little bit older than you, and I remember laughing so hard in a room listening to my son trying to get his grandma, and she listens, by the way. So hello, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
To learn Twitter.
Oh,
and
God.
Just, I mean, I was listening, and then he walked out and shook his head and said, like, why should Grandma be on Twitter? Which I don't believe she is on there anymore, on X. And I say that with love because I have no business on it either.
Right.
But that's kind of like the whole – I laughed too that day. And my aunt once called me on the phone to tell me that she would not be accepting my invitation on LinkedIn. I didn't even know I'd sent it. I did not know. She was in her 80s. She's like, I just wanted you to not be offended. I've chosen not to accept your invitation to join LinkedIn. I'm like – and Judy, I didn't even know I sent you an invitation. I mean, I'm a boomer. I myself almost, I didn't know I did that. Sorry.
Yep.
Please,
yep.
You know, it just went through my email list, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's why I think this group on Facebook, we all can relate to all of this with each other because we're all around that over 45 age group. And I just think it's been great. And I'm going to say one other thing.
Please.
How quickly this grew into a community. That was another thing that I never really thought it would happen that rapidly. So to see this every single day, new people joining, it just confirms that we all really do need to feel heard, to be together, and we're all going through something. Somebody is going through something in their life, and just feeling like you have somebody else just makes a world of difference.
It really does. Women supporting women, no matter how. Oh, I want to get to one more thing because I think this is really huge. So I had sent you this link, and I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but it was about they did a study on brain waves and hormone levels for young women who had texts with their moms versus phone conversations with their moms. And without a doubt, the actual conversations, the actual spoken word, the voices,
right,
did so much more for them as far as their self-esteem, as far as all of the positives, right? So that doesn't surprise any of us. None of us are surprised by that. But there's something that I've noticed that is much more common in the younger folks, but I've started doing it too. Not all the time and not with you because it disappears and you gave me a hard time one day for it. But leaving actual voice memos, almost voicemails instead of texting someone. And I have a friend who does this all the time where instead of responding back to my text, I get this voicemail from her saying, oh, hey, I just read your text and I just wanted to tell you, I think that's great. And I absolutely love that when you have a chance to do that sometimes, because it's really nice to hear someone's voice for a change.
Yes.
You know?
But I like it on over the phone better.
Well, I know you always have. And I agree. I think especially when you have a lot to say on a matter, it can get very confusing.
Words get misconstrued.
They do get misconstrued. But that's another reason why if it is just a quick message, I do really enjoy that feature now. Most phones have it where you can just leave it as a voice memo.
Does it disappear?
It seems to disappear. I wonder why that happens.
I don't know.
We can't have that disappearing. I think it does keep your phone from getting too full.
Oh, maybe that's why.
But I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm a talker, as you well know.
Yeah. So, I mean, in order of things, you like to talk on the phone first.
Because the amount of time I spend in emails and texting versus just a 2-second phone call, whether it's a business, whether it's anybody, it's unbelievable the amount of time you spend now that nobody wants to talk on the phone, texting and emailing back and forth. It's so time consuming. And so that's why a 2-minute phone call just gets everything done. And I definitely prefer that. And I think a lot of the customer service has gone by the wayside, and it's because nobody wants to talk in person on the phone.
You don't even know if it's a bot.
It's
you don't even know if it
bot.
Really is a person. When you're texting with someone, you have no idea.
No, it's always, I don't.
Although with AI, even you're talking, when you're talking with someone, you don't know anymore.
Right, exactly.
We could be AI now.
I definitely think it's going towards the trend of not having human beings be customer service, at least what I'm seeing in the past year, where everything is, how can we help you online, you know, versus talking to a human being.
Which is another reason why we would love it if you would join our community so we can hear from you. And to do that, I know I recognize that is back to being online and using, you know, your keyboard, but we also have a way for you to leave us a voicemail, and that is pinned to the top. And we love hearing your sweet voices as well. So Ladies Only, Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only on Facebook. You have to ask to be admitted in. You'll see a little padlock on the top. Just request it. And every day, if the most every other day, we let the ladies in, and we love that. Also, all the things that you do, like subscribe, leave us reviews, share with one friend, these are all very helpful to grow our community. And that's really what we're in it for.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that once you're in, you get hooked. Because you have so many women of your own age or older or a few years younger that can help you go through whatever you're going through.
Well,
so love it.
Love it. Love that you created this idea. And I love that we had all of everybody's input to get us where we are today. We are steamrolling towards our 100th episode. We're not quite there yet. We're at 76.
Wow.
So we're going to keep you in the loop. And when that comes, we'll have to do something to celebrate. But until then, remember, with all things, you can let it go.
And don't look back.